Wakey, wakey. It's Valentine's Day. And you know what that means. It's time for me to shower you with all of my love and affection. Not that I haven't been doing that so far since we've been together, but it's extra special today. Today is the first time that you and I get to be intimate. I don't mean that in necessarily a physical sense. I know that we've been growing and getting to know each other, learning about one another, and I want to keep doing that. I want our relationship to grow really, truly, deeply. But it has to be said that you are incredibly attractive, and I can't help but want to caress you, to feel you. I know I've cleaned you and I've done so much for you, especially with you being tied up that way. I mean, how else can I trust you, right? But here we are now on Valentine's Day. And I want to give you something extra special. Something to let you know how deeply I love you. Deeper than you could ever truly know. How I'm going to do that, you ask? Well, put simply, I'm going to kiss you. Something I know I haven't done. I wanted to save it for a special day. So I've lit the candles, I've got the aromatics going, and it's got an romantic air about it, doesn't it? I mean, look at this place. Doesn't it look lovely? And look at how the candlelight glistens off your eyes. So soft and so gorgeous. Oh, and those lips drive me wild. So why don't I just lean a little closer? There we go. Are you comfortable? Oh, your lips are just inches away from mine, and I can feel your hot, warm breath. Life that's burning in you right now. I love that. It's just one kiss, right? We've known each other for so long. Two months now? Almost? A month? Time's a weird soup, isn't it? But here I am rambling when I should be planting a kiss on those perfect, pure lips of yours. Oh. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh. You know, I can't help but feel that you seem a little uncomfortable right now. So, why don't I just undo some of these ropes and give you another proper kiss? Would you like that? Is that something that would interest you? Oh. Well then, I can't leave you wanting, can I? There we go. now, aren't you more comfortable? Good. Oh, look at that beautiful face. Not a mark on you. Shall we have another then? That is heavenly. Oh, I can't get enough of you. But we all know our time is always going to be limited. Now, I've already prepped dinner, got everything going. Nothing is going to stop me from having the perfect night with you. I promise I'm not going to take advantage of you. Given the situation, I'm sure it would be relatively easy. And I am very tempted. But I'm not a monster, am I? I have to know that you want me as much as I want you. And judging from the blush on your face and the way you're squirming in your chair right now, I get the sensation that you want me almost as badly as I want you. And why wouldn't you after the makeout session we just had? It was superb. As I said, nothing will stop.
Ho there, villain! What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm General Hero.
Who?
General Hero, the hero of Megalopolis? I'm kind of famous. My wife is Lady Malice. Like, the world's greatest supervillain? Well, former supervillain. legally, I have to say that she's formerly a supervillain.
I've never heard of you.
Huh. Maybe you should turn on the TV. Although, with a dank place like this, I don't know where you would get the electricity for it.
What are you here to do? Are you trying to stop my love? And me from...
I'm gonna stop you right there, actually. And yes. The answer is emphatically yes. You know that this is wrong, right? You can't just kidnap people. This is not healthy. What is wrong with you? You need... well, probably an adult, but I think you need therapy. You need help. This is beyond bizarre. What's wrong with you?
You just... don't understand my love.
I understand that you're possessive, and that you think that the only way to get people to like you is to kidnap them, and I think that's also a bit of a problem.
You think you can just fly in here and put me in a wall and think that's gonna stop me?
Again, I should have apologized. I did not mean to put you in that wall. It seems to be a frequent thing that happens with me. It's all right, though. We'll get you where you need to be.
And where is that, do you think?
I was going to say a jail because of, you know, the crime, you know, kidnapping. But I think perhaps maybe we need to visit a mental institute.
How dare you? I am trying to enjoy my Valentine's Day, and you, crazed up psychopath, comes into my place, my home, with my romance partner, and try to ruin it.
In fairness, I thought Ratman was going to catch you a long time ago. But, here I am.
Who?
You're telling me you do not know who Ratman is, the man who wanders the sewers stopping crime. I totally thought you would have been in his wheelhouse, but he's been busy with a clogger. Anyway,
the who?
You clearly don't know anything about the superheroes or supervillains of Megalopolis, do you? You know what? It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. You're going to jail now. As for you, dear victim, I apologize for not addressing you sooner. Everything is going to be all right. Now, has he hurt you in any way? He hasn't. You sure? All right. I don't want to press the matter. However, would you also be willing to get some help? This seems like it could be a traumatic event. You think you're fine? I'm not sure.
Don't try to confuse them. You're trying to turn them against me.
I don't even know who you are. Do you even have a name?
Oh, like General Hero is a real name?
Well, of course it's not a real name. I have to protect my family. What's wrong with you? No. What's your name, pal?
My name is of no concern to you right now. You are interrupting something beautiful right now. You don't understand how important this is to me.
As someone who loves a person who has done a lot of crime in the past and a lot of... Listen, there's a lot of blood on my wife's hands. I won't disagree with that. But that doesn't mean I don't love her and that I don't appreciate romance. But what you're doing is kidnapping. That's not romantic. It's dark, it's creepy, and honestly, you probably need to get help, my friend.
I cannot believe this is happening right now. I find a way to get out of this wall, and I will take you down.
See, this is why you need a television. You are just a person. You have no superpowers. There's nothing you could do that could harm me.
You think that's true?
I know it is, but you're welcome to test your assumptions at your earliest convenience. Whenever you can get yourself down from that wall, of course.
You are so smug. I don't know who you are, but if I don't get to have my little date, I am going to make your life a living hell.
Are you threatening me, the man with superpowers?
I might be.
Listen, I don't want to fight you. I think you need help, and I'm going to take you somewhere where you can get some help, both of you. I know you don't feel like you need the help right now, but given the situation, it doesn't hurt. That's all I'm saying. I know this isn't exactly the Valentine's you were expecting, but sometimes we want the unexpected. Sometimes we want surprises. If this was more consensual, I know a lot of people who are into a lot of things. If it were consensual, this would be no problem. But from my understanding of the police reports, he literally kidnapped you. That's crossing a line. Like, if you had planned this out, it would be something... It would be different. Certainly outside of the norm, but that's not to shame you or your partner, but it doesn't seem like it was. I completely understand. I'm going to do my part to make sure that everyone's safe and that everything's okay.
You're not going to be safe from me if you don't let me down and let me finish my date.
You done?
I suppose so.
All right. Now, we're going to get you some help. Let me see if I can call someone. Maybe I can get Ratman or... who knows?
You're going to need to call someone. I will be back. I will come back to you, darling. I promise you I'll be back. I promise you'll see me again, and our date will be legendary.
Are you actively contemplating a crime right now? Because that's also a crime to do that. It's premeditative, I believe is the term.
You stay out of this.
Staying out of it. But to jail you go then. Sorry about all this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this Valentine's Day special. I wanted to do something completely off the cuff and completely different to throw everyone off, because I know there's a lot of people who I work with that are uncomfortable with the Yandere situations. However, that isn't to say that this is the last time we're seeing the character, but I wanted to do something fun and something to promote my other stuff, my Safe for Work stuff. You can find General Hero and his lovely wife, Lady Malice, over at Laughably Dapper Entertainment. You can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play. Be sure to give it a listen if you like, leave a review, comment, all of that helps us over there. Believe it or not, The Stroke of Midnight was actually created so that I could promote it a little bit more, and have my own world to run with, which I do. You'll see far more stuff. Now, for those of you who are disappointed in this, allow me to kind of ease that a little bit. This is an alternate ending, if you will. The true ending, the ending that I know you guys want, is gonna be on the OnlyFans. Mostly because it is far too spicy to be on YouTube. And by spicy, well, it's going to be pretty explicit. If you're okay with that, I'll put the link in the description. You can purchase it from there. Should only be about $5 to $10, depending on how long it is. In terms of, if that's not what you want, if you're kind of disappointed by how this ended, or don't want it to be full, not safe for work, don't worry. This is kind of a one-off thing. I just want to see and test the waters to see who wants the not safe for work and who doesn't. I know I could have made that a poll, but it's a little bit different when you get to hear it. So, obviously, leave a comment below, tell me what you think. If you like this stuff, subscribe. If you want to see more of General Hero, you know where to go. You can also tell me to do more here. I want to hear your thoughts. This was something wild and crazy, and I had this idea for a while. I wanted to throw the rug out from everyone. These are improvised, obviously, but I hope it was fun. So if not, please let me know. I'm going to make more content, obviously, to try and cater to the taste that people want to see. But I'm also going to do my own thing. So be prepared for that. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. I hope to see you on the OnlyFans if you want the true ending. And for all of my longtime fans and for everyone out there, I want to sign off how I've always used to sign off. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.